Welcome to Small Talk Brain Pretends with me, Andre Achat, on 938 Live. The Chain Reaction Project is a social enterprise company committed to help change lives in some of the world's least developed nations. Binded by a passion for adventure and philanthropy, the founders of TCRP seek physical challenges and organizations that can benefit from their efforts. Today we speak to co-founder and director of the company, Chang Ting Jun, and ask her how the Chain Reaction Project identifies and decides on projects that are worthy causes.
Over the years, we've become a lot more careful about the partners that we work with. As the amount of funds that we raise, you know, have increased, and we've also sort of gone through different experiences that have taught us how to be better at what we do. And one thing that we would do is before any adventure, whether we're working with a corporate or a school or running a trip for the public, is in identifying which charity partner to work with. The first thing that we would do really is, let's say we want to focus on human trafficking. Let's say the country we're looking at is the Philippines. We would actually go down to the ground in the Philippines and talk to a number of different organizations that focus on human trafficking and ask them about each other. You know, get an idea of these organizations' reputation within their own communities, within the country. And then, of course, looking outside of, let's say in this case, the Philippines, we would talk to other organizations around the world that deal with human trafficking, which organizations would they recommend. And then on top of that, we would also work with a third partner. In Singapore, we work with an NGO called Prospero World, and they go in and they basically look at the accounts, and after the funds are transferred over, if we decide to work with a certain charity partner,
right,
we'll help to monitor those funds and make sure that they are used as stipulated at the start.
Can you share with us some other mechanisms that you may also have in place to raise funds for the projects you undertake?
Well, we try to make it as much fun as possible. And I think with fundraising, and from TCRP's perspective, it doesn't always have to be about a gala dinner or flag day. You know, we try to do things in a way that lets people be creative with their fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had people running in, I think, what was it, like SpongeBob SquarePants boxer shorts for one of the marathons that we ran in. So really, fundraising is a very sort of individual creative process within TCRP.
So it's not just fundraising, but it's also fun raising.
Exactly. I think the idea really is, if you want to be an effective catalyst for change, and you want to be doing that not just today but for the long run, then it's got to be something that you enjoy, you know, that is fun to do. If not, you're going to do it once and say, okay, that was great, sort of check it off your list, and that's that. But we want it to be a lifestyle as opposed to something that you do and just, you know, for that feel-good factor.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Manila, Philippines project that's coming up in May. How can people participate or be catalysts in this project with you?
Actually, the project coming up in May in Manila is one that I'm personally very excited about. We're working with Gawat Kalinga, a charity partner in the Philippines that deals with poverty alleviation. The way that they do this, one, is by converting slums, so building physical homes alongside the community, which has to exchange sweat equity. So for a home, they have to put in a number of hours to actually build homes, not just for themselves, but for their neighbors as well.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that they do is livelihood programs. And what we have done is we are coming in, and we've worked with this organization before with a company, WoHub, last November when we first started working with Gawat Kalinga. So it's nice to go back again. We like to work with the same organizations again. And this time we've purchased 20 bamboo bicycles, which were put together actually by individuals who are part of the livelihood programs that GK runs.
Bamboo bicycles.
Bamboo bicycles.
And they actually work.
I hope so. That's the plan. So we're actually riding on these bamboo bicycles to the village, where we have partnered with Playpoint, who have generously donated a playground for this village with over 1,000 children. So we'll be building a playground, but the funds that we're raising will actually go towards the building of homes. And then the bicycles we're also using for fundraising. Anybody that raises $5,000 gets one of these bamboo bikes, which we'll be bringing back to Singapore with us.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's exciting because it's really getting to work with an organization that we've worked with before and to revisit the same village, not just raising funds for the homes, which is one aspect of what GK focuses on, but also the livelihood programs, to be able to support it through what we're doing, and then also with the playground that we'll be building. I think it's just for this village, I think, will make a big difference for the kids and for the community.
Brilliant. And can people help to make some sort of contribution to this project?
Yeah, definitely. On our website, www.tcrp.com, we have information about the trip, and we still have a couple of spots. So if people are keen to come on board, they're welcome to join us in Manila. As for donations and other kinds of support, we've got all of that on our website as well. Whether you want to volunteer, or you, perhaps if this is not the trip for you, we've got another one in Timor in August, another one in Cambodia in December. So we do have a full calendar and many ways to get involved.
Well, as you heard Ting there, if you'd like to get involved in any of the projects by the Chain Reaction Project, just go to their website at www.tcrp.com. For Small Talk Big Returns, I'm Andre Archer for 938 Live.